T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the FBI is involved now. Listen to this. 6 state investigations. You had this, I know, in the news.
Like, yes. Uh-huh.
6 state investigations have been launched into cases related to the Murdaugh family now, which is, I've been saying for months, should have happened.
Yeah.
Including 2 that I've said, wow, this needs to be opened. The slip and fall death of the nanny / maid. And we know there's big problems there with that one. No autopsy ever performed in that one. Even though Murdaugh, the father, accepted responsibility for the death as part of a settlement with the family, that he then apparently, it appears, partnered with a lawyer friend to rip the family out of the settlement and may have even funneled the money from the settlement into his own bank accounts. We'll see with that. That's what they're looking at. That's the theory.
I have heard, though, that the Hampton County authorities are exhuming the body and that potentially there's going to be an autopsy that is done as a part of this investigation, that some of the local reporters from the Hampton County area are reporting that.
Then there's the other body of the 19-year-old young man. And again, the state trooper, South Carolina state trooper, interview with Fox on that one's one you got to watch, because he tried to tell everybody this kid was murdered, not hit by a car, and he couldn't get an autopsy either. It's funny with the Murdaughs. They have this superpower. It's like if someone dies around them in suspicious circumstances, just no autopsy happens. I wish I had a superpower like that. You and I, we could do a lot with superpowers like they have. But this points to state-level corruption. Now they're going back, now that we have the feds involved, and it's not personal, and the Murdaughs, you know, very extensive, it appears, influence, has no power anymore. Now we can go back and investigate the boat killing of the ex-girlfriend by the son, who was shot by somebody along with his mother. We can go back and look at her. We can look at what might have happened to prevent law enforcement from going as far as they would have gone, Lee, if you or I or anyone we know had been that drunk and a dead woman had resulted from our drunkenness. Mm-hmm. That would have, we certainly would have, you know, been had the book thrown at us, but he didn't. And they're looking at interference in that case, as you reported. And all of this should have happened. I mean, I think the big story here, and if you remember how this all started in the beginning, right, why this case got so much attention statewide and nationwide, it was because the Murdaughs were already very controversial in Hampton County, because it was believed their influence had been used to keep the son, Paul, out of trouble with the dead girlfriend. When you and I would end up, you know, zip tied face down on the dock on our way to get a, you know, a blood alcohol test. And that you know, they were able to use their influence there. And remember, the speculation initially, and this is why it was such interest to everybody, was that it was revenge killing. Because that was the only way to get justice when there were bodies in the Murdaughs involved. And then you start reading the early articles and you see how many bodies were involved. I mean, this family has left a trail of bodies behind them. You know, I mean, I don't know anybody with a any family with a lot of bodies associated with it, do you?
Well, there's the Clintons, but anyway.
Well, yeah, them, but I mean, they're above the laws, we know, so they don't count. So, but it seems to be that kind of Clinton-esque sort of style of influence. I mean, I think the story here for me and the interest in it is not your typical, like, forensic files interest, although that's cool. It's the level of corruption in the state and what you can do if you're the right people. And, I mean, to hear that state trooper, I mean, he's still enraged years later. I knew it was a murder. It looked like a murder. I couldn't get anyone to investigate it. Nobody. That's the influence I'm talking about. if you're the right people in South Carolina, particularly parts that still have the good old boy system, man, you can get away with a lot. We're about to find out, Lee, exactly what you can get away with. Mm-hmm. And how disinterested the authorities all become if you're the right people.
Well, and I think it's easier to do in a very sparsely populated
yes.
county there.
When you're very powerful and there's
when you're the big fish in the small pond.
Mm-hmm. When you are, I make a prediction right now. You are going to see law enforcement action against people in this case who are not involved directly in the murders. In other words, people within either the justice system, the prosecution system, that whole ecosystem. You're going to see. That's where this is going, and it's where it needs to go.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if there are not other individuals, officials within that area who are not at least questioned and investigated, because obviously this is one of those things where there's certain things that have to happen or certain things that have to not happen in order mm-hmm. for this to happen.
Yep.
And bringing in federal investigators, despite your often skeptical view of the federal justice system and our investigators, that does take it to a new level.
It does. And look, the Fed, I'm very cynical about the FBI. They tend to like to get involved in these high profile cases because it's good PR for them. And so you're seeing them in, you know, the Petito case, this one, because it's on television. Mm. It's a big deal. You know, but let's not. Speaking of that, I meant to get to this earlier in the week, by the way. When the Wall Street Journal, right? They're pretty staid publication, right? I mean, they're not. These guys aren't bomb throwers, right?
No.
This is a financial publication, okay? When the Wall Street Journal runs an editorial calling for the FBI to be abolished, which your humble host has done here for years,
I missed that one. I didn't
abolished.
See that. Yeah.
That is a big deal. I mean, you know, it has gotten to the point of such open criminality that we have a crisis in this country. And they did. They ran that this week. The headline is Abolish the FBI. Right there on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal. That's how far this agency has fallen. And this came after, and I've spent a lot of time on this on the Battleground podcast. I mean, when you have four of the most famous faces in America, the world knows their faces, are gold medalists in the Olympics. And they're saying, we told the FBI I was raped over and over and over and over by this team physician that, you know, the Olympic Committee is covering up. The USA Gymnastics mm-hmm. team is covering it up. I went to the FBI and they buried it. And then you find out why they buried it, because the special agent in charge was applying for a job with the same Olympic committee outfit. It was a high security job, six-figure income, very prestigious, and he wanted the job.
You know,
so he buried the investigation, falsified the interview records, lied under oath to the Department of Justice's investigators, committed multiple felony activities in the process of covering up this abuse. And remember, Lee, 70 more women were abused because this FBI agent covered it up. Well, you could say that's one bad FBI agent, but the problem is leadership knew, and they wouldn't even fire him. He's getting a pension right now. He was allowed to retire. Eventually, it embarrassed Ray so much when Democrats even wanted a hearing on it, and he had to fire him. But it wasn't until then. So the corruption goes all the way to the top of this agency.
I'm just still stunned by the fact that there's all of the ire and anger seems to be still going toward that Dr. Nassar, which it should.
Sure. But he's in prison. We've had justice.
Exactly. But there's nothing being done about the FBI agents and the director that swept this under the rug there. It's just, there's nothing being said about that. I mean, you would think that there would be, you know, mainstream media outlets that would be going ballistic over this, because you have the sexual abuse of teenage girls by a male doctor.
Gold medal Olympic stars. And when you have Michaela Maroney saying, with tears running down her face in front of Congress, I told the FBI about how he drugged me and I was raped when I was 13 over and over and over. And these agents took steps to cover that up so he could get a job. Get a job. I mean, there's no words for it. And there's no words for Christopher Wray, who was utterly unmoved by all of it. He's known about it for months. He didn't bother to do anything until the hearings were coming up, but it was going to embarrass him. And I explain on the podcast why this is, okay? Why? Because FBI agents who have handled a lot of our our political stuff are profoundly corrupt, and they need to know that the top brass leadership will cover for them no matter how many crimes they commit. That's why Ray did nothing. There are so many agents inside the top of that bureau, and we know about it, who participated in cover-ups, crimes, lying under oath to the court, which is felony-level perjury. They have to know that the leadership has their back.
Where are the protests at the FBI headquarters there over this?
Be.
And the women's movements, the feminists? You know, where's the liberal media that's usually going after the patriarchy, the abuse that's going on here? And there seems to be absolutely zero interest from the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN. You know, once again, they mentioned Nassar and what he did. And obviously he's you know, been tried and convicted for that. Quite honestly, I don't think the term was harsh enough. I won't go into that. But still,
yeah.
there seems to be no interest in going after the cover up.
These are crimes this FBI agent committed.
Exactly.
Felony-level crimes. So the whole purpose of those hearings, when you have Kayla Maroney, again, gold medalist, with tears running down her face, saying, I feel like I was more raped by the FBI than I was by my attacker.
Well, she's got a good point.
And she's begging. And she is saying the FBI committed crimes. And by the way, she feels the DOJ committed crimes, too, here in not prosecuting the cover-up. The reason, in answer to your question, why aren't you seeing these feminist groups go after them? Because they're all Democrats, and they understand that the FBI has become a hand and arm of the Democrat Party. They might as well operate it out of the Democrat Party headquarters basement. Mm-hmm. And it is used to go after the enemies of the Democrat Party. That is what it is used for. And they will never touch a hair on their heads because they need them in the next election to tar all their enemies. That's how it is in this country. And again, when you have the not at all radical publication, the Wall Street Journal, running an editorial this week saying abolish the FBI, how much more do we need to learn about 2016 to realize the agency is a disaster? This is what it's come to. And by the way, you know what? It's a sign of the times of the corruption. This editorial hardly got any notice. That's the crazy thing. So I'm no longer radical, Lee. I call it for the abolishment of the FBI years ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If we wait long enough, I'll be right in the mainstream.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They're spelling it out for you, folks, in the mainstream media. Here's a headline in Yahoo Finance, a left-leaning publication of the mainstream media. Call them mainstream. I think of them as the conspiracy media, actually. Given how many of their ridiculous stories and canards have fallen in the last week. Russia collusion, wrong. Hunter's laptop is Russian disinformation, wrong. Rudy Giuliani, who brought us Hunter's laptop, is a Russian agent, or he's under the influence of one. He's gone a little crazy. Wrong. He actually got it all right. Do you realize every major mainstream media outlet reported one of two versions of the story? Either Rudy Giuliani, for bringing Hunter's laptop forward, was either himself a Russian agent who had probably illegal connections to the Russian government and had victimized poor Hunter Biden by bringing forth that Russian disinformation laptop, or that he was confused. He was mentally confused and under the influence of Russian agents who had convinced him that Hunter's laptop was indeed real. Who was right? Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was right. The rest were lying. But then this is the same host of goons that bought you. Brian Sicknick was killed after being clubbed to death on January 6th by Trump supporters. bearing fire extinguishers. Lie. He had a stroke. Natural causes. All their main stories, and all of their stories eventually crumble. And you're onto them, and that's a problem for them. It's a big problem. And they're about to solve it. They're spelling out for you how. Yahoo Finance, headline. Your credit score may soon depend on your web history. Uh-oh. In the not-too-distant future, your internet habits could help determine how much house you can buy and rate on your next auto loan. Car gonna be awful expensive if you post the truth about Hunter's laptop too early. Sound ridiculous, Yahoo Finance writes? Right now, your credit score, the three-digit number that tells lenders how responsible you are, is based on simple financial information like your payment history and your debt level. But research posted to the International Monetary Fund website suggests companies will soon be looking at a lot more data to get an accurate picture of whether you're a good communist. I mean, whether you pose a risk as a borrower. Here's what the future of lending might hold and how to get the best rates on loans in the meantime, they say. And the International Monetary Fund, that's not some hokey website. We fund them with federal government money. And they're advising and advocating that major financial institutes, they say, institutions will soon begin factoring your web search history into your credit application. Did you suggest Hunter's laptop might not be Russian disinformation and that Rudy Giuliani might not be a Russian spy? Well, wait till you get a look at the interest rate on your next car loan. That's going to hurt. Best keep your mouth shut. Folks, they're not even hiding what's coming. They're not even pretending. And you can see the Biden administration putting all the pieces into place. With the announcement this week that they want to put the spy program back in the continuing resolution. You know, if your bank account is, you know, more than $600 flowing into or out of it in a single year, which is everybody's. We're going to need to know every single financial transaction, every last one of them. Like, so they can judge you. So they can judge you for this. So they can limit your access to the financial system. They're telling you they're going to do it. This is not a conspiracy website. This is the International Monetary Fund. Look it up. And Joe is putting the pieces in place and lying about him, by the way. He says, oh, we're only going to go muck through the wealthy's bank accounts. It's not going to be you. Well, it's going to be all of us if more than $600 comes in or out. Folks, that's your typical Social Security recipient in a month.
For example, it would give the IRS the resources it needs to keep up with the lawyers and accountants and the super wealthy. It would ask just for two pieces of information from the banks of these folks, that amounts that come into their bank accounts and what amounts go out of their bank accounts, so that the wealthy can no longer hide what they're making and they can finally begin to pay their fair share of what they owe.
Oh, speaking of which, looks like Joe Biden might have illegally bilked the federal government out of $500,000 worth of taxes. I can guarantee to you, the only bank account they're not going to be going in is Joe and Hunter's and Hillary's and Bill's and Nancy's and her husband's. You know, people like that. You know, the kind of people who don't have to wear masks, whose staffs are exempt from the vaccine mandate. Those kind of people who seem to be exempt from everything they put on us. Yeah, did you see this? It looks like Jill and Joe might have hidden $13 million from the IRS by illegally running it through S-Corps. Might have. Could have. You try this. See how it goes for you. Meanwhile, you won't have any time to worry about that, much less post about it, because you'll be struggling to get your next car loan because of that thing you posted 3 years ago. You'll be so busy just trying to survive, you won't have time to think about what Joe's doing. They're putting all the pieces in place right this week, you can see. It's all there. It's all there. Plain sight, not even hiding it. They seem to think they'll win. By the way, did you hear this? UK Daily Mail was alarmed by this. Not the media, though. Not the US media. When Joe wanted Senator Joe Manchin to vote for his $3.5 trillion budget package, he told Manchin to give him a number. What did Joe want? What did Joe Manchin want to vote? You know that's bribery. Like that, you can't do that, right? You know that's... Okay, just so we're clear. By the way, it was Manchin telling everybody who will listen about this, but only the UK media seems interested. The Tara Show, saving lives. We've been telling you about monoclonal antibodies, which reduced death from COVID by 70% and hospitalization from COVID by 70%. Yesterday, I had a caller. I was very proud of his phone call yesterday. He was double vaccinated. Didn't matter. Just like my dad, got sick with COVID anyway. But because he listened to the show, he knew to ask about monoclonal antibodies. Listen to this part of this call. He called me yesterday to thank me. And talked about, you know, calling his doctor's office. They didn't even know what it was. He had to spell it. Folks, this is the level of third world bogus healthcare treatment we have. And it's not an accident. As both Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Rand Paul, a doctor and a senator, said, it's practically homicidal that this is not a recommended treatment under the Fauci regime. That you can't get, without a fight, good treatment until you get to the hospital and it's too late for you. So I've been doing my level best to save lives here by telling you the medical truth. We don't live in a scientific world anymore. We live in a world of delusion, where it seems all of the government forces are arrayed to keep you ignorant of what will actually cure you of COVID-19 and reduce the toll at the hospital. Because they don't want this to end. This is the greatest chance to achieve power that the left has had in 50 years. They'll have to go back to global warming, give us all the power to fight the climate change or whatever. If you were to know. And this began my research into monoclonal antibodies when I was outraged. My father was checked into the hospital and never even offered it. He's double vaxxed too. That did no good. He got deathly ill, just like our caller yesterday. Here's his story. Let's jump on the line with Doug in Spartanburg. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Tara. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for letting me know about this monoclonal antibodies, because I never would have known to keep demanding it without you.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, no, they're not going to tell you that. There's no incentive for you to live.
Yeah.
So did you get it? What? Tell me about it.
I'm going at 1:30 today to get my infusion.
Fantastic. So I assume you have a positive COVID test, right?
Yeah, I got my positive COVID test. I took the test Sunday last week, and I started right then asking for the antibody treatment if it was positive, and they didn't even know what I was talking about there. And then when I had my video conference with my doctor Tuesday, when the test come back positive, I was asking for it, and she's the one that got the infusion center to call me, and she told me she knew for a fact a shipment had arrived that day.
Oh, good.
And that was Tuesday. Yeah. So they called me yesterday, and my appointment's at 1:30 today.
Fantastic. So, good. Yeah.
I hope it works better than the vaccine and the mask. Stay tuned and I'll let you know.
He's double vaccinated, just like my dad. They're not going to offer this to you. They're not. They're not going to offer it. Which brings me to Henry McMaster, who said something about going to the gates of hell to fight the vaccine mandate. Is Henry okay? Because I haven't heard from him since then. You heard from him? I haven't heard from him. I see no action. I see our state legislature. Oh, we'll go back into session round about October 12th. People losing their jobs today. Get off your rear ends. Why don't you motivate them a little bit, Henry? Haven't heard from you. Would you like to know what Ron DeSantis has been up to while you've been sitting on your fat round rear end doing nothing? He's cut a deal with GlaxoSmithKline to go around Joe Biden's denial of medical care to southern states. Because you gotta keep the death toll up in the southern states. And people get a hold of these monoclonal antibodies. Oh, my God. The ICU is going to be empty. We can't have that. It's not good for propaganda. So what are we going to do? Governor? Been asking you this question for 4 days now. Somebody said I should start counting. So I have. You have 4 strikes today. Gates of hell. Where are you, Governor? See, Ron DeSantis just announced yesterday that he has gotten 3,000 monoclonal antibody treatments from GlaxoSmithKline and expects more to be shipped directly to Florida around Joe Biden's blockade. Have you even called 1-800-GlaxoSmithKline, Governor? I was thrilled to hear that some of them are back. 13,000 prescriptions were canceled on your watch, sir, last week. Do anything about that? How about this? Why don't you call? I'm sure Ron DeSantis will call you back. Why don't you call his office and ask him what a real governor does? Why don't you call his office and see, can you piggyback on the GlaxoSmithKline deal? How about that? They got plenty. Why don't you get some? Why don't you do that? And stop creating the impression that if you get vaccinated, you're off the hook, because you're not. That guy's not. My dad wasn't either. So I'm counting, Governor. Gates of hell, you said. I'm waiting for some sign of life, While Ron DeSantis seems to upshow you at every turn. Shame on you. Shame on you. And now this, sir. Do you see this? Because I did. Headline. This is in the Spartanburg paper. Spartanburg has highest COVID-19 hospitalization rate in the nation. You should be ashamed, sir. You should be ashamed of that. That doesn't have to happen. GlaxoSmithKline makes a monoclonal antibody with an 80% percent effectiveness. That is way higher than the Pfizer shot. It's only 39 right now. 85% effectiveness at preventing death and hospitalization. Governor, pick up the phone. Pick it up. Call 1-800-GlaxoSmithKline. You're not fooling anybody. And listen, I'm going to be your best friend. When you get this done, I'm going to praise you, because I do. It's like it's honestly like housebreaking a puppy with these politicians. You praise the puppy when the puppy goes outdoors to use the potty, right? And you whap the puppy with the newspaper when the puppy goes indoors. So we are potty breaking our governor, essentially. So I'm going to be your biggest fan when you get this done. I am going to be so proud of you, and I'm going to give you all the credit too. But I am losing my patience, sir. I am losing my patience. Because people, just like my dad, are going to go into that hospital without having those monoclonal antibodies, and some of them will die. And I don't want to hear a word from you or the media or anybody else about the high hospitalization death rates. I don't want to hear it. Make like a real governor and do what Ron DeSantis is doing. Do it now. Gates of hell, my rear end. I am not impressed. Okay, so you showed us you could put out a press release and a tweet to Joe Biden. When will GlaxoSmithKline be delivering our monoclonal antibodies to South Carolina, sir? Well, you going to wait till after the legislature has their hearing on October 12th and tens of thousands of people are out of job because of the vaccine mandate? That your plan, sir? That's not exactly going to the gates of hell, is it? By the way, if you would like to call Henry to ask when our monoclonal antibodies will be arriving from GlaxoSmithKline so we don't have to drive to freaking Florida, a real state, why don't you call the governor? We'll send you his phone number if you text GOV, G-O-V, to 71307. That's GOV to 71307. Now, it's almost 9, so we will fill up the voicemail very quickly. Wait till after 9 and call in person. Make him have a tough day. Busy day at the governor's office. They have nothing else to do, apparently. Text the word GOV, G-O-V, to 71307. I'm waiting, Governor. We're waiting, Governor. Yeah, Governor, well, you're asleep. You said you were going to the gates of hell, and then you went to sleep. Not only are thousands of people losing their jobs over this vaccine mandate, you'd said you'd fight to the gates of hell, and then we haven't heard from you since. See this headline? South Carolina-based Michelin North America to raise insurance premiums for unvaccinated workers. There's thousands of people that are being affected by this, and you're asleep. Greenville-based Michelin North America will increase insurance premiums by $100 per month next year for employees not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Look, you said you were going to do something about the mandates. I'm just taking you out. You said you were. I'm watching. I don't see any action here. Meanwhile, doctors texting in on the text line. Good gosh. I have to scroll back because we've had so many people text GOV to 71307. They want to call the governor. Listen, it's 6 minutes to 9 right now, so we've already filled up his inbox, right? They're going to be greeted with that in the morning, which is hilarious when they come in. You're not going to be able to get through. Wait 6 minutes and then call at 9. Just flood it. Keep it going. You in a bad mood today? Yeah. Text GOV to the text line. Ask them when the monoclonal antibody shipments from GlaxoSmithKline will be arriving. Now, the good news is I got that call yesterday from the listener. So apparently a shipment did just come in yesterday. So some people are getting it. But we had 13,000 canceled prescriptions, and Joe Biden is blockading the treatment because it works. Not good enough, Governor. Not good enough. Not when Ron DeSantis is showing this works. Not good enough. Sorry. You're dragging your feet. Get off your butt. You can do this. Okay. Texter writes, McMaster will have to go to the gates of hell. The Democrats are prepared to do that. Oh, of course they are. Texter writes, Tara, I called McMaster's office last week about the Fed's seizure of monoclonal antibodies. They are now aware. Another texter writes, Tara Henry's at the gates of the golf course having a cocktail, which I suspect is actually the more likely scenario. Texter writes, monoclonal antibodies. Why is it that several of my coworkers, vaxxed and unvaxxed, became severely worse after receiving this? That I have not heard. We'll be on that, though. Texter writes, Tara, not getting necessary medical care and other things to help us and save us is not just for power control money. It's about population control. You got to wonder at some point. Texter writes, hey, Tara, why won't you talk about the evidence supporting ivermectin? We are going to do a forensic journalism edition of that coming up in the next hour. Texter writes, let's see. Tara, keep the pressure on. Thank you. Another texter writes, Pfizer must be one of your contributors. Let's see. We have so many of these texts coming in. Texter writes, someone is scaring these politicians, Tara, to capitulate. Yeah, we had a lot of doctors yesterday testifying, and some saying ivermectin is dangerous. I'm sorry, science just doesn't support that. Do you know what they prescribe for children? Human children, when they get lice, do you know? Google it. Ivermectin. But I thought it was for animals. No. The guy who won the Nobel for it, Satoshi Amura, was given the Nobel for curing 100 million people, not animals, of river illness, river blindness in Africa and South America. How was he able to cure them with that? Because Merck produced it for humans, as they've done since 1975. For humans? 100 million of them. River blindness used to kill. It doesn't anymore. But there's this thing about ivermectin you should know, and I'm going to tell you what it is in the next hour. It's going to blow your mind, and you'll understand why they don't want anyone to know about it. It's not just effective in treating COVID.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.